Yo, what up, guy in a tie and students? This is Mike Falzone from the greater New York City area.
I've been thinking.
There's nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child. A single touch could kill you.
Hey, are you hung up on being perfect? Perfection and happiness don't mix. Experience perfect imperfection. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 156. Are you hung up on being perfect? Do you constantly think about things that don't get done each day? If you get a B on a quiz, do you feel frustrated that you didn't get an A? Do you look in the mirror and make mental notes of the physical faults you perceive? Oh, you guys need to experience perfect imperfection. And that is the topic of today's Guy in a Tie Schools in Session later on in today's Guy in a Tie podcast. Well, you're here. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for checking out today's Guy in a Tie podcast, where you guys get the best in new and independent music, like today's spotlight track, Mike Falzone, all the way from New York, the greater area of New York. He's from Connecticut, but he sent us a shout out, and he is featured in today's spotlight track. I love today's spotlight track. It's awesome. And I love today's Guy in a Tie podcast. There's some amazing tracks today, as well as a clicker challenge, some cool facts. And you know what? It's spring break. And it's time for us to experience perfect imperfections. I love being imperfect. That's my life. I live a perfect life, being imperfect. But I also deal with being smooth, like Escape the Fate. This is a remake of a pop track that goes punk. This is Escape the Fate with Smooth. Hope you dig it. A Guy in a Tie.
Man, it's a hard one, like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whisper and the words melt everyone, but you stay so. My Spanish a la Mona Lisa. You're my reason for reasons. The step in my groove, yeah. And if you said this life ain't good enough, I would give my world to lift you up. I can change my life to better suit your mood. Cause you're so.
So there you go. That was Escape the Fate. They did a remix of Smooth, which was a collaboration between Santana and Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20. But Escape the Fate is an American hard rock band from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I love them because they do a little bit of emo and a little bit of screamo. Escape the Fate. And if you're not familiar with them, then go to gynetai.com, the mothership website, and you guys can check a link to Escape the Fate and all the bands featured on today's Gynetai podcast, like today's spotlight track. Today's spotlight track is Mike Falzone. Mike Falzone and the Peppermint Trick. If you guys go to his website, it's a little peppermint patty. It's so cute. I love it, but I dig this track. This is Mike Falzone all the way from Connecticut. He is soulful. He is pop. He's rock. He's cinnamon-flavored sex rock. Yeah, I said it. It's like he's this cool vibe that you guys are going to dig. Mike Falzone and the Peppermint Trick, they were picked up and licensed by MTV, The Hills, The City, and Made and Parental Control. So this music you guys are going to dig. You're going to love it. And he sent us an amazing shout-out talking about coloring. So without further ado, this is Mike Falzone with Famous. Hope you dig it on today's Guy in a Tie.
Yo, what up, Guy in a Tie and students? I just want to say thank you so much for listening to my song Famous. This is Mike Falzone from the greater New York City area. And yeah, man, I say we all get together and ask your teacher politely if you can color for 10 minutes. I'm 24 years old, and I color on a constant basis. When I'm on the phone, when I'm supposed to be doing work, I color all the time. So do your work, and then maybe if you're good, your teacher will give you like 5-10 minutes of coloring time. Don't underestimate it, all right? Set your mind free. Coloring. All right, guys, be good. Come visit me on Facebook and MySpace and listen for my music on upcoming episodes of The Hills, The City, Parental Control, and Made on MTV. You guys made my day. See what I did there with the two maids? All right, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
So, man, I love it. That was Famous by Mike Falzone and the Peppermints. And you guys can go to gynetai.com. There's a link to his website where you guys can pick up that CD, Fun with Honesty, at cdbaby.com, Amazon, or you can download it in iTunes. Man, oh, that was good. How cool is that to get a shout out talking about coloring? And, you know, that just goes to show you, there's another guy. You know, he's 24, he's talking about his passion, he found what he loves, and he just fosters what he's good at. Singing, lyrics, putting out some cool music. Man, I dig it. Alright, well, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show where I play 5 snippets of movies, and your job is to figure out what movie it's from. And as always, no betting or gambling. Just have fun. Here it is, the Clicker Challenge. Number 1.
That boy's as strong as an ox, and just about as smart.
Number 2.
There's nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child. A single touch could kill you.
Number 3.
We're superheroes. We were born with superpowers. You can't just buy superpowers.
Oh, yeah? Tell that to Batman.
Number 4.
These are good folk around here. Who care about one another. I don't want them depending on someone they can't count on.
Number 5.
Did you get your degree on the internet? Let me see your diploma.
All right, and later on in today's Gynetai podcast, I'll play that again, and then I'll give you the Clicker Challenge answers. All right, hello world. Yes, hello world. This is the Crash Moderns. The Crash Moderns, off their CD Goodnight Glamour, Good Morning Disaster. They're a New York indie rockin' band. They're power pop. Their harmonies, like kind of like the 80s. They have jet black hair. They have leather jackets. And they have fans thinking about the Ramones, Cheap Trick, the Cars, Elvis Costello, and Rick Springfield. This is the Crash Moderns. And you guys voted them as one of the top tracks last year, 2008. In the Guy in the Tie 5 Gold Stars Awards, well, this is the Crash Moderns again with another track called Hello World. This is the Crash Moderns. Hope you dig it. I am so digging today's Gynetai podcast, and it's time for you guys to experience perfect imperfection. Ding, ding. School's in session. I know it's spring break, but school's in session on Gynetai. Teacher, leave us kids alone. A huge, sometimes overwhelming source of stress for teens is the perceived need for perfection. Whether with regard to oneself, one's weight, hair, looks, a poor test score or failed effort, or related to someone else, the way someone acts, looks, or chooses to live, or just life in general, perfectionism is inconsistent with happiness. If you think about it, the need for perfection and the desire for inner peace are in conflict with each other. Whenever we need something to be perfect or better than it is, we are by definition dissatisfied. Rather than being grateful or satisfied for what we have and therefore happy, instead we are fixated on what's wrong, what's missing or lacking, what needs improvement, and what must be different. Over and over, I've heard teens say, "But if I want to be my best, I can't be satisfied with who I am or how I'm doing." That single attitude, left in place, pretty much guarantees a life of frustration. How can you be happy if you decide in advance that you're never going to be satisfied with yourself? This strategy has nothing to do with not doing your absolute best, striving hard towards your goals, or ceasing to be competitive. Instead, it has to do with being less focused on shortcomings, failures, and deficiencies. It has to do with catching yourself when you fall into the trap of insisting that things be better, or that you look better, or do better, or others act differently before you allow yourself to be happy. As a teen, Jane learned never to be satisfied. So when her goal of getting into a certain college didn't happen, she spent the next 4 years at the school she was admitted to dissatisfied. Rather than enjoying her college experience, she spent 4 years living in regret, sadness, disappointed in herself that she wasn't better. I call this strategy experience perfect imperfection because as you let go of the need to be perfect, you begin to have the experience that there is actually perfection within the imperfection. In other words, we begin to realize that we are exactly where we need to be, even if we can't see it at the time. The mistakes we make are part of our journey, even though we don't like to make them and certainly do our best to avoid them. Looking back on her life, Jane realized that the college she went to was in fact perfect for her. She went to have a brilliant career. She met her husband-to-be, they have a family, and she has learned to be happy. The way she learned to be happy was to see that just because something doesn't appear perfect doesn't mean it isn't. She had the experience of perfect imperfection. You can too. As you let go of the need for everything to be perfect, you'll realize that in most instances, it already is in its own way. Experience perfect imperfection. Hey, teacher! Doing the guy in the tie thing. So there you go. That was Gynetai's Schools in Session. Experience perfect imperfection. You guys, think about the next time you're hung up on being perfect. Think about this Gynetai podcast. So last week I played Army of Freshmen. I teach freshmen. I love teaching freshmen. And this is Army of Freshmen with a track called Leaves. Army of Freshmen is a 6-member independent pop punk band from Ventura, California. And I dig this CD. I bought it. I highly recommend you guys buy it too. It is amazing. It's just start to finish. You'll love this CD. There is not a weak track on it. And I made a link on today's Gynetai to Army of Freshmen. They also have a store where you can get some really cool t-shirts. Get the tuxedo one. All right. This is Army of Freshmen with Leaves. 2 in a row on Gynetai. Okay, that was Army of Freshmen off their CD, Above the Atmosphere. Army of Freshmen from Ventura, California. And I made a link today on today's Guy in a Tie to their website and to Amazon and to iTunes and to CD Baby and to Sonic Birds, and you guys can pick it up. I highly recommend you get Army of Freshmen. I played that track. I played two podcasts in a row with both their tracks, and I just love it. They're my new favorite band. All right. Wait. No. Scamper's next. Next up is, I'm going to play Scamper after this, but first up, it's a Clicker Challenge. Here is the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
That boy's as strong as an ox, and just about as smart.
Number two.
There's nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child. A single touch could kill you.
Number three.
We're superheroes. We were born with superpowers. You can't just buy superpowers.
Oh, yeah. Tell that to Batman.
Number four.
These are good folk around here who care about one another. I don't want them depending on someone they can't count on.
Number five.
Did you get your degree on the internet? Let me see your diploma.
All right, here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Number one, Foghorn Leghorn, or Bugs Bunny.
That boy's as strong as an ox, and just about as smart.
Number two, Monsters, Inc.
There's nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child. A single touch could kill you.
Number three, Powerpuff Girls.
We're superheroes. We were born with superpowers. You can't just buy superpowers.
Oh, yeah. Tell that to Batman.
Number four, Cars.
These are good folk around here. Who care about one another? I don't want them depending on someone they can't count on.
And Number 5, Bones.
Did you get your degree on the internet? Let me see your diploma.
All right, here is Scamper. Scamper, I played 3 years ago, 2006. One of my first Guy in a Tie podcasts. I just like them. My students back then loved them. Wait, was the name of the CD? Was the name of the track I played off their CD? Leave Your Glasses at the Door. This is Scamper from New York with a track called Wait. Hope you dig it on today's Guy in a Tie.
I know she likes it when I'm gone. That gives her time to forget me. Says she needs me to be strong. Cause sometimes she feels a little weak. Like right now, she says she's thinking of leaving. Well, maybe for a little while. But I know if she goes, then she's gone. If she ain't ever coming, so wait, don't you go away now. Can't you just stay now? Alone, and when she looks me in the eye, I swear I am on my own. And right now, oh, she's thinking of leaving. Well, maybe for a little while, but I know if she goes, then she's gone. If she ain't ever coming, so wait, don't you go away now. Can't you just stay now?
So here we are at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, and I want to thank Mike Falzone for sending out that shout out all the way from New York to Ann Arbor for his amazing track, Famous, Mike Falzone. So we played Escape the Fade, Mike Falzone, Crash Modern's Army of Freshmen, and Scamper with Wait. And you know what? Today was all about experiencing perfect imperfection. That's what I live by, experiencing and dealing with perfect imperfection. That's my life, being imperfect. Because as you let go of the need to be perfect, you begin to have the experience that there is actually perfection within the imperfection. You know, despite the way it sometimes appears on the surface, God knows what he's doing, the universe knows what it's doing, everything is perfect in its own way. In other words, you begin to realize that we are exactly where we need to be, even if we can't see it at the time. The mistakes we make are part of our journey, even though we don't like to make them, and certainly we do our best to avoid them. We need to experience perfect imperfections. So I hope you guys dig today's Gynetide podcast and all the tracks. I think from start to finish, it was pretty doggone good. So this is Gynetide. Do your homework. See ya.